Enzo Lopes, heartbreak for you. Also for me, because I needed you to do well because my fantasy team, no one else picked you. Mm. And I was looking at your points. You were doing so well. So I don't know who's more heartbroken, me or you. But no, for real, good ride until, yeah, shitty ending.
No, it was badass. To be honest, one of the best rides of my career. Yep. Just, you know, on the showdown, I was, I don't know, seventh, but I could see like fourth, fifth, right in front of me. You know, I made some good passes, had some good lines. Felt really good, honestly. I was just digging the whole main, and two laps to go, bike seized up, unfortunately. Yeah. I had that locked in, really, but...
Did it, like, go in a spot where you could have crashed, or were you lucky? Or?
Well, it started bogging, okay. Then, so, like, in a way, I'm just glad I'm healthy, you know, yeah. Somewhat. So, yeah, thanks to the team, you know, it's not their fault. It's just, it's a machine. It can happen, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Good start for you, right?
Yeah, in the heat and in the main. Yeah, I was third, and then Juju put me off the track before the triple, which was I wasn't expecting. But
yeah, that's right. You read it right around the
road. Yes, because he came in very hot right there. But, yeah, I survived there, so it was good.
Yeah. Okay, so return to Supercross after arm issues and all of that. Some good, some not so good. What where do you put it at?
Just, yeah, it's never easy to come in the middle of the season, you know, three rounds in, and I just never got the bike to where I really wanted suspension-wise, but like the last round in Denver was a bit better. I just got super tired, and this one was much, much better, you know, and it's just tough. I don't really know what to expect for next year. I don't know if I'm coming back or not, but I can be happy, especially with today, you know.
Right.
Like I said, I survived, even though with the bike issues, I can be happy with myself, you know.
Yeah, it's a showdown. You're running top 10. When you look at the guys ahead of you, they're all factory riders.
Yeah,
right?
And guys behind me were factory too, you know. Yeah. The guys in front of me are like... race winners, podium guys, you know, and I was there with a privateer bike. Starts were good too, and yeah, we got the bike in a good place. And I don't know, it's just for me this year has been hard to put like on a heater lap like I used to. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd put on a heater and I'd be like eighth, a second off. But if I go back to like 2 years ago, I'll probably be like second or third, you know. But you know, just the sport progresses in a way that's pretty quick, and everyone's riding so well.
Right. So okay, so what's the plan for the summer? Brazil stuff? Brazil Supercross or Arena Cross?
Yeah, Arena Cross with Dino Aranda on the 450. So should be pretty gnarly actually, but we'll see. It's good. I'm going home tomorrow, so I miss that.
And then are we doing destinations? Do we know? Is that way too far?
Well, as far as of right now, yes, okay, for Brazil, only if I get an injury or something. But I'm locked in. Yeah.
I don't know if Brazil is sending a team to America. I don't know.
No, yes, we are. Yeah, Ironman, I'll be there. So maybe I'll even do a few. I want to do like two or three outdoor races here to get ready. So we'll see.
All right. Well, hey, good to see you back racing. You know, no matter how you do, it's awesome because we weren't sure you could even do all this, right? So it's really cool. So good to have you back, and enjoy your summer, man.
No, thank you, Steve. Yeah, miss being here, and I miss my sticker on my helmet. I'll always remember that.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.